Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Roto Bowler Radio right here on YouTube and the Roto Bowler YouTube channel. I'm your host, Anthony Agnano. Happy to be with you as we continue to prepare you for your fantasy football season. Today's show, three running back sleepers. And if you watch the quarterback sleeper show, you know I hate that word, but three running back sleepers to consider when you sit down and take part in your drafts. Guys, before you even draft, though, make sure you head over to rotoballer.com. Check out everything there, the main page, the premium package, the expert chats. Sign up now using the promotional code ACES for the football premium package and save 10%. Get involved. Get the draft guide. Get the premium package with the ADP optimizers, the lineup optimizers, all sorts of great stuff. Pierre Camus, Nick Mariano, Josh Hayes, Scott Angle, myself, we're all there, and a slew of others, all right there at rotoballer.com. Click the radio tab, see all the great videos, all the great shows that we have on rotoballer.com, and keep subscribing right here to the Rotoballer YouTube channel for more and more great content. And guys, if you're tired of dealing with the same old issues with your fantasy league, switch to the fantasy site built for commissioners by commissioners. Flea Flicker offers email and live drafts, fast scoring, easy to use interface, powerful commissioner tools, and dynasty features. With 125 scoring categories, 12 positions, new mobile apps, and the ability to import your ESPN league with one click of the button. Flea Flicker is great for your league. I play it in Rotoballer Expert Leagues, the Rotoballer Challenge Leagues, and it's free. Just head over to fleaflicker.com/rotoballer now. Get involved in Flea Flicker to run your league. That's FLEAflicker.com/rotoballer. All right. So if you've been following us here and following my shows and all the great shows, you've seen a ton of great content. You have seen the top 10 quarterbacks for 2019. You've seen the sleeper quarterbacks for 2019. You've also seen the top running backs, the top 10 running backs for 2019. And here today, I'm here to talk to you about sleeper running backs. Guys, and I hate the word sleeper. I said it during the quarterback show. I'll say it during this show. I hate the term sleeper because with so much content out there, with SiriusXM Radio, with Rail Talk Raff and Josh Hayes and me and Josh Hayes and me and Scott Angle and Josh and Scott Angle and all the great content there on Sirius and all the great podcasts and all the websites, sleepers, they're not existent anymore. Everybody knows everybody. So when I use the term sleepers, it's for those late round value plays. Okay, those guys who can have a tremendous return on investment. And my first running back sleeper is Devin Singletary of the Buffalo Bills, who's picking up more and more steam now in drafts. Why? He's a third-round pick out of Florida Atlantic, and he was a college dominator, in my opinion. When you consider he played 3 years in college at Florida Atlantic, okay, he stands 5'7", but a rock-solid 203. In 3 years, he averaged 6 yards per carry, 67 total touchdowns in three collegiate seasons. His best year was his sophomore year in 2017. He ran for 1,918 yards and 32 touchdowns. He was a feature bell cow back for 3 years in college. Buffalo gets him in the third round. Now, remember, it's not the same when teams draft running backs like they used to. The devaluation of running backs has allowed players of the caliber of Devin Singletary to slide later in drafts. This would have been maybe a second-round pick, maybe a late first-round pick 10, 15 years ago. Doesn't exist anymore. Teams aren't investing in running backs early, unless you're the Giants or the Raiders who lately have done it. But they're sliding in value, and teams are utilizing these third- and fourth-round running backs. Look at Alvin Kamara as just one example of a second or third day running back who's now provided value. So Devin Singletary, who's he blocked by? He's blocked by LeSean McCoy, who's 31 years old. In 14 games last year, he averaged 3.2 yards per carry. Anybody who drafted LeSean McCoy doesn't need me to tell them how terrible he was. He was getting dropped in 12-team leagues last year. He was unplayable. He averaged 36.7 yards per game rushing, a total of 514 yards, and three total touchdowns. LeSean McCoy is currently going as RB43 at 9.06, round 9, sixth pick. Devin Singletary is right behind him now. That's how much he's moving. If you're drafting now, you're drafting him. He's going at 10.08. He's going as running back 46. He's going before Frank Gore and before TJ Yeldon. I have a funny feeling, and this is just my gut, that one of these veterans won't make it to opening day. whether it's McCoy, whether it's the recently signed Gore, whether it's the recently signed TJ Yeldon, who's had success in the past, especially as a pass catching back out of the backfield. You saw week one of the preseason, Singletary was featured. 9 carries for 27 yards, not 3 receptions on 3 targets for 21, 12 for 48. He averaged four yards every time he touched the ball. All right, now week two preseason game is tonight, okay, when I'm taping this. So we got to see what happens preseason week two for Devin Singletary. What kind of role does he have? Do we see some of the veterans play? It all has time to shake out. But Singletary is somebody, maybe he doesn't return investment week one. Maybe he doesn't return investment week two. Season plays out. This Buffalo Bills offense is young. They get younger when they put Singletary there. I drafted Singletary in the SiriusXM host IDP, Independent Defense, Dynasty League, rookie-only draft, right after the NFL draft. I took Singletary as my second-round pick in a 14-team rookie-only draft. I drafted about 6 or 7. I got DK Metcalf round 1. Came around with Singletary round 2, and then Bryce Love of the Redskins round 3. Now, it's a dynasty format, a little bit different. And at the time, I looked at Singletary as a long-term sit, wasn't going to use him much, going to have impact later on in year 2, year 3 of his career. As training camp has gone on, I may have found something to help me out as the year goes on. Sleeper number 2. And again, I hate the word sleeper. Don't get mad at me. Justin Jackson of the Chargers, running back 52, currently going 12th round at 12.04. We all know about the Mel Gordon holdout, who's still going at RB17 as pick 3.07. We all know Austin Eckler is there, who's going as RB29 in the 6th round. Well, now you're getting Jackson 6 rounds later. And it's not a guarantee that if Gordon sits out, that Eckler's the primary ball carrier. Austin Eckler had success last year as Mel Gordon's complement, catching the ball out of the backfield, using his game later on, you know, in spots, not as the primary guy. Okay, Jackson stands 6 foot tall, 199. He's built for the job. Okay, he's currently behind Eckler on the depth charts, but that's not a firm one. All right, funny feeling. I think we don't see Mel Gordon for a while. And if it happens, and again, if you're drafting late August and watching this, now you can adjust accordingly. Gordon's still out, adjust accordingly. I took Eckler in a draft in the 7th round. I'm happy about that because he's still, even with Gordon, has a flex play. Jackson's role is contingent on Gordon not being there. But if he's not, you're looking at a guy in week 9 who carried the ball 8 times for 63 yards. And in week 14, when he started for the Chargers, he went 16 for 58 and a touchdown. Gordon came back from injury. Jackson pushed to the side. That's my only concern with Jackson. But he is on draft boards now in round 12. At Northwestern, he was a 4-year starter. Remember, Jackson's only a second-year player. He was a seventh-round pick last year. Okay, 4 1,000-yard seasons running for Northwestern. In 4 years, 42 total touchdowns. Averaged about 10 touchdowns per season, 4.8 yards per carry. And he averaged 30 receptions a year. He's a running back who could do it all. Now, even if he wins the job, it's still a timeshare with Austin Eckler. So he's nothing more potentially than a flex play if Mel Gordon is out. But he should be on your draft board as a late-round pick who can provide nice value as a flex play, as an injury replacement, as a bye week fill-in, as long as Mel Gordon is not there. And number 3, and this is the sleeper of sleepers. This is the reach of reaches because this guy's not even being drafted. He does not have an ADP, okay? He is free, and that's Ty Montgomery, former Packer, now New York Jets. And right now you're going, Anthony, you're reaching with Montgomery. They have Le'Veon Bell. I get it. And Le'Veon Bell, I talked about him in the Running Back Top 10 show. He's 300-plus touches this year. I'm not coming off of that. But I want you to remember one thing. Ty Montgomery came into the league as a wide receiver for the Packers, who then transitioned due to injury into a running back. And you look at the Jets receiving core of Quincy Enunwa, Robbie Anderson, and Jamison Crowder. You look at their top tight end, Chris Herndon, suspended for 4 games. Adam Gase and the Jets have vowed to use Ty Montgomery all over the field. They're not afraid to split him out wide with Lev Bell on the field, playing them both. Okay, Montgomery, just in week 2, last night was when the game was, okay, Montgomery in that game went 7 carries for 36 yards, 1 touchdown. didn't catch the ball, has less to prove as a receiver, more to prove as a running back, okay? But Montgomery's ability to be in the backfield, to go out wide, and the Jets and Adam Gase's vow to have him on the field. Who else is there in that Jet backfield with Le'Veon Bell, okay? They have Bilal Powell, who's been around the block more than once. You have Elijah McGuire, and you have Trent Cannon. There's no lock-solid backup on this team. And the point is, Ty Montgomery is a player that even if Lev Bell misses time, his role shouldn't change as a Theo Riddick in his prime type of receiving back. Now, he's a freebie. He is your last-round pick. If you don't draft kickers, and I'm, you know me, if you follow me on Twitter, kicker-free fantasy football is all my thing, okay? Ty Montgomery is worth the very last round pick, round 16, okay? In 2016, when he had a chance to start for Green Bay before he got injured, he averaged 5.9 yards a carry. He had 56 targets, 44 receptions, 348 receiving yards, and three total touchdowns on the season. For his career, he has 4.9 yards a carry and 8.3 yards per reception. If the Jets stick to their word and use Ty Montgomery all over the field, especially with Herndon out, okay, with question marks at the receiving core, okay, and use him as a fourth wide receiver, split out wide, keep him guessing. You don't want, when Ty Montgomery's on the field, everybody to know they're throwing the ball to him. You want Le'Veon Bell and Ty Montgomery on the field at the same time. If things break like I think they could, Ty Montgomery could provide a 10-point floor in a PPR format. I'm talking 30 or 40 yards rushing. I'm talking four catches for 40 yards. And now all of a sudden, you're even better than 10. Okay, if he gives you 30, 40 rushing and four catches for 30 yards, there's your 10, 11, 12 points right around there. Gets in the end zone, it's a bonus. The Jets have improved their offensive line tremendously. Okay, keep that in mind as well. Ty Montgomery, round 16, he's worth the flyer pick there, guys. Especially if they, and then you're gold, if God forbid something happens to Le'Veon Bell. All right, follow me on Twitter at @AAnianoFantasy. And like I said at the start, head over to Flea Flicker, head over to rotoballer.com, sign up using that promotional code ACES. And I'll be back next week with my top 10 wide receivers and my three wide receiver sleepers for 2019. Thanks for watching, everybody. Stay right here at the Rotoballer YouTube channel and check out all the great content. Enjoy the rest of your day.